It's a Tuesday, and you know what that means, that we head to FHN, and we have the Dial-A-Doc program here today. And joining us here today, she is the director of FHN Hospice and Supportive Care. Carrie Johnson is with us today. Hey, Carrie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me here today. You are the director of the Hospice and the Supportive Care at FHN. Define those two services for us and explain how they are different.
Sure, no problem. Our supportive care is what other people in other areas call palliative care. And palliative care and hospice are similar, but in a lot of ways very different. Palliative care is not hospice care. It's actually for symptom management earlier on in a patient's disease in a chronic illness, whereas hospice care focuses on the pain and symptom relief in what Medicare defines as the terminal phase or the last 6 months of life.
What kind of services are available through the FHN Hospice Program, Carrie?
We have an interdisciplinary team that consists of nurses, social workers, CNAs, chaplain, and volunteers. And with all those services, it's kind of a concierge-type service where patients and families can pick and choose what they really need and what they want, and that can change throughout the time that they're with us. The only thing that insurances and Medicare requires is that a nurse visits, but the other services are as needed and what the patient's needs are. We also cover medications related to their symptom control and pain management, and medical equipment that they may need, such as a hospital bed, a walker, anything to improve their comfort and quality of life.
What are some of the misconceptions about hospice and hospice care, Carrie?
I would say one of the biggest misconceptions is that people think if they accept hospice care, it means they're giving up. And we don't take away anybody's hope. What we want to do is offer improvement in their quality of life through their physical, emotional, and spiritual symptom control. Another misconception I would think is people think if they accept hospice, it means I'm dying in the next few days, weeks. But that's not necessarily true. It depends on their normal progression of their disease. While CMS defines hospice as a patient having 6 months or less to live, we've also had patients whose symptoms or her disease progression has slowed, and we've had them on service with us for more than a year. So it's very variable with every patient.
What about, is hospice covered by insurance, Carrie?
Absolutely. Hospice, this is kind of a very little known fact, that hospice is actually a Medicare benefit. Also, private insurances and Medicaid also cover hospice services. And private insurances vary from company to company, but Medicare and Medicaid, it's very clear what they cover, and it's actually such a benefit to patients and families also financially, because once a patient is a hospice patient, we cover their medications related to their disease, the medical equipment they need, and, you know, and all of our services are included and at no cost to the patient.
We're talking to Carrie Johnson. She is the director of the FHN Hospice and Supportive Care Program at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc Program. Carrie, I know that hospice centers in the United States have been in the national news lately. Some have received failing grades about keeping their residents in bad conditions. Talk about that. Tell us about that.
You know, I was appalled, actually, and shocked when I read those reports. You know, the very heart and soul of hospice is treating patients and families with respect and dignity while providing their symptom relief and improving their quality of life. It's really sad when a few people in an organization or organizations across the nation give the entire hospice industry a bad name. I think a lot of those facilities that they were mentioning in those reports, I guess there can be a bad apple in any organization, but it was just really sad to me to read those. We are not affiliated with any of those organizations, and in fact, we've received excellent grades from our CMS surveyors.
Yeah, talk about that, because your hospice care and all hospice care is carefully regulated by CMS. Tell us what CMS is and why it's important to people to understand about the ratings.
Absolutely. CMS is short for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. So they are our governing agency that we have to abide by strict regulations. We get surveyed once every 3 years or more frequently if needed. In our last CMS survey, we had zero deficiencies, which is pretty much unheard of. The public can access the CMS website, and it's called Hospice Compare. There's also Nursing Home Compare websites within CMS as well. But the Hospice Compare website, you can go on there and put your zip code in, select where you're looking for a hospice, and compare different agencies. And what it's going to show you on that is it will tell you two different things. One, what is the patient and family perception of the care that they received with that hospice? And two, there's certain quality measures that CMS collects, and how is that hospice doing with their quality measures? I'm very proud to be a part of FHN Hospice organization because when I pull up our Hospice Compare and compare it to our other local competitors and to the national average, we are exceeding the national average in every domain of patient and family experience and of all the quality data that CMS collects.
Wow, congratulations on that. I know that also there are a number of volunteer opportunities available at your FHN Hospice program. Tell us about potential volunteer opportunities for folks out there.
Yeah, we have a variety of options for people who want to volunteer, and we love our volunteers. They are a very big part of our organization. There could be direct patient contact where they may sit with a patient, give the family a break to be able to run to the store. They may read to the patient. We do like memory journaling. We can journal or videotape the patient's memories for their family. We have music therapy, pet therapy. Sometimes our volunteers will run errands for the patient. And we also have volunteers that don't do direct patient care, help us in the office. They may make our tree of memory ornaments for every year or work with our memorial services.
And I assume that all of your volunteers, to a man and woman, say that that they get way more out of the program than they have to put into it.
Absolutely.
What about, can people get connected with FHN Hospice, either as a potential patient or maybe on the volunteer side, or learn more about it? How can they do that? How can they get that information?
A couple different ways. Our phone number is 815-599-7240, and any one of our staff members can tell you more about hospice or set up an appointment to meet one-on-one to discuss how we can help. Or if they want to become a volunteer, they can call that same number and ask for Missy Hillman, who is our volunteer coordinator. We can also go on FHN.org, our website. And then if they can go, we have a separate page on the website for FHN Hospice that has information about hospice in general, our hospice, and some videos. And to reach that, you would just go to FHN.org and select Find a Service, View All, and then select Hospice.
All right, Carrie, great information. Great to talk to you. Great program. Congratulations on your rating. And let's talk soon again about this, all right?
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Carrie Johnson here today, the director of FHN Hospice and Supportive Care, here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. The preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.